Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O Christ, do thou my soul prepare for that bright home of love, that I may see thee and adore with all thy saints above. Amen. In our gospel reading today from John chapter 5, the first words that we hear from Jesus are these: Do you want to be healed? Now, to just about anyone, I am betting that that sounds like a weird question, because who wouldn't want to be healed? Indeed, the man that Jesus asks this to replies with a story about how he has been trying to be healed for quite a while now. And the story that he tells has to do with a nearby pool whereby, when the water is stirred, the first person in the pool miraculously gets healed. And this answer to us is even weirder than the question that Jesus asked. What is this guy talking about? But neither John nor Jesus gets into it any deeper. For whatever reason, this man, and he is clearly not the only one, because he says that everyone beats him to the pool before he can get there, this man attributes miraculous properties to swimming in that water. And to up the weirdness factor even more, our other reading this evening is from Revelation chapter 21, and the verse we read first was this: Then came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, and spoke to me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. John says that this angel approaches him, and he is one of the angels that held a bowl earlier on in the book that contained a great plague. And this angel comes to John almost cheerfully and says, Come, I will show you the bride. And he shows to John a huge city, the New Jerusalem, the one complete with the pearly gates and the streets of gold. All of these things are weird, and I am not going to try and explain away the weirdness that we find in the scriptures today. The scriptures beyond Revelation and John chapter 5, they are full of things that the world considers to be weird. And I think that far too many times modern Christianity wants to explain away the weirdnesses. And they try to explain away the rough edges. Anything that doesn't sound like you would read it out of a newspaper, anything that you would not talk comfortably about in polite company. And in doing so, I think much of the church today is trying to make Christianity acceptable to people who would never believe it if they heard about its weirdness straight up. And we oftentimes think that we are doing people a favor when we try and talk this way. Now, the question that Jesus asks the lame man is one that goes out to you as well. Do you want to be healed? Another way to translate this is, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be sound? And as I said earlier, it seems like the answer should be obvious. Of course the sick want to be healed. But is that always true? In the case of a broken bone or in the case of someone born blind, probably the answer is sure. Yeah, I want to be healed. But you know that that kind of healing is not what Jesus is after ultimately. Sure, he can touch someone and heal their bodily infirmities. But this ache or this pain or this lameness, this is not the worst that can happen to someone. Jesus himself is going to warn this same man if you keep on reading in John chapter 5. And when Jesus asks this question, he is asking, do you want complete healing? Do you want wholeness? Do you want soundness through and through? Not just so that the man's legs work, but so that he comes to believe that Jesus is the Son of Man. He is the one sent from the Heavenly Father to give resurrection. and eternal life. Being made whole in the sense that Jesus is after brings with it things weirder than being able to pick up your mat and go home. And we often know that many times it does not even include that at first. The example of the man in John chapter 5 is from a relatively small set of people. But even here in John chapter 5, with this man's miraculous healing, this man who had been lame for 38 years finds out that getting healed by Jesus specifically, that has drawbacks. Because he picks up his mat and he starts to go home, but when he does so, he is stopped by others and they interrogate him. They do not like what they hear. Sure, that man may be able to walk, but they do not like the fact that his healing came by the hands of Jesus. They do not like that it came on the Sabbath day. And so here you have a man, he had to be feeling great. He had just been healed of an infirmity that had plagued him for so many years. He had been an outsider, he had been an outcast from on the margins of society his whole life because of his infirmity. Yet on the very day that he is healed, when he is finally able to walk through the towns, through the streets, just like everyone else around him, he is whole, he is feeling great. That very day, he is stopped and asked about who it is that healed him. And it becomes clear to him that his healing did not count for them, not for regular society. If the healer was Jesus. You know that there are similarities for us today as well. You know that there are ways to remain an outsider in the culture that you grew up in if you attribute things to Jesus Christ. As we said earlier, the question that Jesus asks is, do you want to be healed completely, wholly? The question is not, do you want to be half healed? It certainly isn't, do you want to fit in? Jesus doesn't work in half measures. The world is full of things that can half heal you, or at least make promises to do so. It also has all sorts of advice, often tied to what you can afford, in order to fit in with the rest of society. And perhaps a diagnostic question that gets at the crux of the problem that we have with Jesus' question is, why do you want to be healed? Now, that's not what Jesus asks here, but when someone answers that question, it could explain some things. Do you want to be healed so that you can fit in the world? Sorry. That is not how it works, as the man in John chapter 5 soon finds out. Do you want to be healed so that you can avoid pain? Sorry. The scriptures are full of saints, and church history is full of saints who suffered to the death for their faith. Do you want to be healed to satisfy your parents or your spouse or your classmates and friends? Sorry. Jesus says that believing in him, believing in his word, will separate even those kinds of close-knit groups. Now, none of us has pure motives. We are all mercenary in our desires. But one of the things that John tries to get at with his gospel and in his other writings is this notion that Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness. Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross is what real love looks like. And these are the things that Jesus is calling to us with his question, do you want to be healed completely? Do you want to know the truth in a world that lies and buys into those lies? Do you want to be brought into the light when the world is full of darkness? Do you want to be loved and love others if it's the kind of love that Jesus shows us on the cross? Do you want to be healed if those things are the outcome, if it means being the person wholly, completely, that God wants you to be? The man in John chapter 5 answers Jesus' question quickly and later on finds out that it doesn't work out the way that he was probably imagining it. You all probably know people who do not join us in church because being healed by Jesus is not a popular position. To circle back around to the question that Jesus asks, in essence, there are many today who answer that seemingly obvious question about being healed with an answer of, no thanks, I'm fine. I am fine with being infirm. I'm fine with being lied to. I'm fine with being left in my sins. I am fine with not having to deal with the weirdness of Jesus and his new world. Fine with not being healed if the healer is Jesus Christ. As strange as that answer may sound, you are tempted to answer the question in those ways as well. But this is the question that you will face throughout your entire lives. Now, you have come here on a Sabbath day to be healed, so here is the best healing that we have for you. Your sins are forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. And when he returns, you will rise and you will walk to your true home, to the New Jerusalem, and we will have eternity to get well acquainted with what we are tempted now to describe as weird. Amen.